Good morning, Rick. Simin Chayodim Hilchas Shabbos. And we're learning a Klal Tes, Simin Ches. Today's year is sponsored. It's a schus to keep Shabbos Kehilchaso. And it's a schus for Pranosa from Malchi Tzedek, Ben Mazel Tov, Etan Shmuel Ben Ruyam Alko, Simcha Ben Chai Rivka, and David Yehuda Ben Nuchi Yehudis. We're talking about the halachas of Misasek, the concept of Misasek. So another area where which we have to understand the halacha of Misasek is in the context of what's known as Maaseh Shabbos. The Chayyadim will actually talk about the concept of Maaseh Shabbos later on in this klal. There's a lacha that if a person is Mechal Shabbos and does Malacha on Shabbos, so Chazal put limitations on whether, when you're allowed to use it or not. There is an opinion in the Gemara that Maaseh Shabbos b'meizid is Asur Midaraisa. We do not pass on like that. Maaseh Shabbos is an Isur Rabbanon. A person does Malacha on Shabbos and there's a benefit to his Malacha. There are limitations on how he's allowed to benefit from the malacha he did on Shabbos. We also differentiate in the malacha between if a person does it b'shogeg or b'mezid. But b'shogeg, according to the Shulchan Aruch's opinion, even a malacha which is done b'shogeg is going to be usher on Shabbos itself. After Shabbos it will be mutter, but a person does malacha on Shabbos b'shogeg, the Chazal answered it. They answered it as a gzeira. If we're going to allow malacha done b'shogeg, we might come to allow malacha which is done b'mezid. So people will say if malacha was done, you're allowed to benefit from it. They will do b'mezid and claim they were shogeg, and it's going to undermine the kanas that the Chazal wanted to give to people. And we'll see more about that when we learn the halachas of Maaseh Shabbos at the end of this klal. Now the question is, we shogeg is also according to Shulchan Aruch on Shabbos. What about a case of misasek? So instead of he did it b'shogeg, he did it in a situation of misasek. Shogeg is a stronger level of era. The person knew what he was doing. He forgot that it was Shabbos. He should not have forgotten that it was Shabbos. There is some element of carelessness and pshia in his part by forgetting that it was Shabbos. Person has no awareness at all that he made an honest mistake. He believed that the Erev was up and really the Erev was down. He was not aware that there was something in his pocket. He believed this item was detached and really it was attached. So it's a lesser level of negligence on his part. Maybe the Knas does not apply in that situation or not. So if you learn that Misasek remains an Aveira on a Torah level, so it's the same thing in that regard as a Shogeg, it's just a Petur from the Chi of Korban, it should follow the same rules as Shogeg. If you learn Midaraisa, Misasek is not called an Aveira at all, it's only an Aveira on the Rabbanon level. So what's the Lacha of Maaseh Shabbos by a Rabbanon? So again, we'll talk about this more when we get to the Lachas of Maaseh Shabbos. But the Bir Halacha raises the question, what is the halacha of Maaseh Shabbos by a malacha, something that's only Asur Mirabbanan? The Vilna Gaon Shita is that there is an opinion in the Gemara that b'shogeg Chazal did not make a kanas, and even on Shabbos itself it's going to be permitted, with some exceptions, but in general, by malachas, Chazal did not, malachas which b'shogeg. So that is the opinion of the Vilna Gaon passing the Demadam. The Mishabura says we're going to be rely on the Vilna Gaon in a case of by the Raisa of significant need. And we can also rely on the Vilna Gaon in a case of Malacha Darbanon. But Malacha Darbanon, since the Holy Sister Darbanon and a person did a Bishargeg, it's going to be Mutter. So if we argue the Misasek is a Darbanon, so there would be no Dinner Meister Shabbos on a case of Misasek. If we understand that it's going to be on a Torah level, Isser, so then there would be the general rules of where Machra Lechachila and the Raisa, like the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, that Shogeg is also on Shabbos itself. A person does Malach on Shabbos, but Shogeg on Shabbos, he cannot benefit from it. And it's only Mutter to benefit from it after Shabbos. And in the case of where there's a significant need, we are allowed to follow the opinion of the Vilna Gaon that it was done by Shogeg, and Misasek is a form of Shogeg. One will be allowed to benefit from it on Shabbos itself. So we have to clarify are there cases of misasik which are going to be on a Torah level iser, or is all misasik at worst a derabbanan? So that will be covered as Hashem in the next year. And meanwhile, have a good day.